The Rambam writes in Perites Halacha Ches, last time we discussed the din of Netila Sipernayim briefly, but then the Rambam goes on, V'cheina chosech yaboles migufo. If a person cuts off a wart from his body, bein b'yad bein m'kli, pater, bein lo bein la'acher. So that's not a melacha deraisa, even if it's m'kli. Umutu lachtoch yabolas b'mikdash b'yad v'lo b'kli. V'maisa yevesha choscha af b'kli v'ovid. Magavish is bothered the psak of the Rambam that even b'kli is only a issur d'rabbanan, seems to be inconsistent with Erevin Daf Kuf Gemel. There it sounds like B'kli B'chayev, just like Netilas Sipernayim B'kli is Chayev. The Mishnah tells us Erevin Kuf Gemel Amud Aleph, Choskun Yabelos B'mikdash Avalo B'medina. So this is in the Ein Shvus B'mikdash context, that Chasichas Yabelos B'mikdash is Mutter, where we would evoke in Shvus B'mikdash because it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan to begin with, then B'kli, Kadmik HaNasser. But if you're Chosech B'kli, it's also even B'mikdash, presumably because that's a Malacha D'Raisa, and Ein Shvus B'mikdash doesn't help. Now, what Yabelos are we talking about here? What's the context of Chosech and Yabelos B'mikdash? That's the Machlokas we've shown him. Rashi and Tosfos understand that we're talking about a Yabelos on a Korban, that would be a kind of a mum over that, if you remove it, would render the korban usable. So that's the context of Chasichas Yabelos, according to Rashi and Tosfos. So Rambam Pesach Mishnayos understands we're talking about a Yabelos not on a korban, but on a kohen, and we're talking about a mum that interferes with his ability to perform the avod. But either way, the Mishnah indicates that there is a tzir of Chasichas Yabelos b'mikdash, which is only derabanan, and therefore subject to Ein Shvus B'mikdash, that you're allowed to violate the Din D'Rabbanan under certain circumstances where it would interfere with Avodas HaMikdash. But it doesn't sound like the Kli is that seer. It sounds like Kli is a Malacha D'Raisa. Then, the Gemara, however, does have Chilukim, and that's what the Ritvaz says is really where the Rabban's coming from. Shuvas HaRavaz Chiluk Hei L'shonos HaRambam Simen Kuf Mem Ches, Chelek Hei L'shonos HaRambam Kuf Mem Ches, otherwise counted as 1,521, Aleph Tav Kuf, Kuf Aleph. So if you go on the Gemara first asks from a din in Karban Pesach, Her Kivu V'Heidvos, Heidvesa M'chuset Kum, or Her Kavo, that's not Docha Shabbos. Reb Lazer Amar Dochen, that's Reb Lazer of Hechsher Mitzvah Docha Shabbos fame. So there we have a brisa that indicates Chasichas Yabelos is not Docha Shabbos, even the Mikdash, even where it would interfere with the Avoda. And our Mishnah says it is B'mikdash. The Gemara says, Reb Lazer, Reb Yosef, Chanina, Chad Amar, Haba Haba Lacha, V'lo Kasha Kan B'yad, Kan B'kli. So one possibility is that we're talking about a Yabelos that's Lach, and the difference is between Yad and Kli, and when the Mishnah, or when the Brisa, we've heard the Karban Pesach indicates that there's a heter, so that there's an iser of Chasichas Yabelos, that's talking about B'kli, and our mission is only matir B'yad. And then the Gemara says, Chad Amar Haba HaB'yad V'lo Kasha HaB'lacha HaB'yavesha. And the other day it says, no, we're talking about B'yad in both situations, and the chiluk is Bein Lacha Bein Yevesha. Meaning that if it's Yevesha, if it's dry, so then even the Kli is going to be mutter. Lach is worse. When it comes to Lach, we would distinguish between Yam and Kli. When it comes to Yavesh, that's going to be Moshe even the Kli. So the Kli, Kana Kana Aser, that's Balach. But the Yavesh, the Kli is going to be Mutra Minotaur, only Aser Darabanan, and subject to Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash. That's what the Ritva says. When the Rambam is paskening that Chasichas Yabeles is only Aser Midarabanan, that's going on Chasichas Yabeles Yavesha. And that's what the Rambam means in the end of the Lach when he says, "Mutra lavtok yabel se mikdash b'yad v'lo b'kli v'maisa yavesha chosko af b'kli v'ove." So that distinction of Lach and Yavesh is relevant across the board in defining what's deraisa, what's derabanan. And when the Rambam says, "Bein b'yad bein b'kli is pater," it's only pater b'kli if it's Yavesh, Yavesha, but not if it is Lach. That's how the Ritva's understands the Rambam, that in a Hanami, if it's Lacha, then it's going to be Aser Minatorah B'Kli. Yavesha is only Aser Minatorah. Yavesha is Mutar Minatorah even B'Kli. That's how the Ritva's understands the Rambam. Aruch HaShulchan just writes in Simon Shin Mem that he thinks it's a Tos HaDefus in the Rambam. And not supposed to read that way, that across the board, B'Kli is going to be Aser Min HaTorah. Now this, Mishabru assumes, in Shin Mem Sivkat and Vav, that L'Halacha, you're only Chayiv B'Lacha U'B'Kli, but Yavesha B'Kli would only be Mi D'Rabbana. The Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, Shin Mem Beis, Asher Laftok Yabels Migufa Bein Biyad Bein Mekli Bein Lo Bein La'acher. So the Mechaber's focus in general is not telling you what's the rice of what's the Rabban. The Mechaber just focuses on the Din. So the Mechaber doesn't tell you the rice of the Rabban. It just tells you Asher Laftok Bein Biyad Bein Mekli, which is true according to everyone. And the Mishabura says Laftoch, afilu hi yavesha, sivkatim vav, damedis is parech lebasov me'atma, afilu hafi aser. The reason that yavesha is theoretically better, according to one day in the Gemara and Eirvin, is halachically better, is because it's going to fall apart anyway, so it's less of a necessary malacha, perhaps. Or a sofa, kind of sofa li gaze situation. Afil hachi, aser, kozel in yinisur, avalin yin chiyuva, inu chayi, valenke, no, look, ishilacho, bakli, dazu bechlal gozes. So halacha maisa, or bottom line, Mishabura thinks that distinction of the Radvaz is correct, lalacha, that you're only going to be chayi bakli if it's lacha, not if it is yevesha. Okay. Mechaber writes in Shin Kaf Ches Seif Lamed Aleph, that's a long simon about Chol and Shabbos. Tziporen Shapirsha, Vitzitzin Shehein Kamin Ritzuas Dakos Shapirsha Meyora Etzba Savat Tziporen. See if you have a loose nail. In Pirsha Ruban Klapi Malo Mitzara Soso Lasiran Viadma Tubukli Pater. If robe is already hanging, the robe is detached, and there's tsar involved, then biyad is going to be mutter, b'kli patra v'alasa. Lo pirshiruban, if it's majority attached, biyad patra v'alasa, b'kli chayiv chatas. Mishmur explains, sifkat and sadivav, Kevin Shapir Shiruban, Kroven linatik conclusion damya. If it's rov detached, so it's already omi ligazes, it's already kitalush. Hilkach b'makom sara lagazir rabbanu kishemasira yidei shinoi. Dain biyadus. If you do the shinoi b'makom sara, that which is rov detached, that's going to be mutter even lechachila, meaning mutter under the circumstances makom sara. Okay, agavnu lagazru. V'tzarach lizar shela yotzi dam. But to do it bekli, that's still going to be in Malacha Derabbanan, and even Malacham Tsar, that's still Aser Mi Derabbanan. So the fact that it's Sofo Linotek knocks it down, even bekli from a Deraisa to Derabbanan, but that's not enough to be Matir B'Makom Tsar. If you do it Ayde Shino, it's that we're Matir, even L'Chachila, B'Makom Tsar. It's a comment to the Rashash, and that's Sugya in Erevin, Kufgim Amin Aleph, that Gozes is only relevant by something which is Gizo Machlis. Gozes is only relevant if you have something like wool, where the wool that you shear is going to replenish itself naturally. Or if you have a fingernail, if you cut off a fingernail, that's going to grow naturally as well. The Rashash is bothered, why doesn't anyone raise the issue of gozes in the context of Mila? We talk about Chavala by Mila, but no one raises the possibility that maybe the Malach involved in Mila is not simply Chavala, but gozes as well, if you're cutting off part of the body. So that's why the Rashash says there's a difference. Gozes is only bedavar adom eletzemer, which is gizo machlif. So it's relevant for wool, it's relevant for nails, but it's not relevant for basar v'or. Avnei Nezer points out, Arachayim Kuflam and Aleph, that there is a sheet from Gebesas Ksuba Stafei in the Mifka Paki Gemara that suggests maybe there is a Gozes issue by Mila. So Avnei Nezer says, he quotes the sheet from Gebesas. He says that she the is problematic. We learn out the kakel b'chabur chayev from Mila, which we'll get to. So if Mila's mishum gozes, maybe that's a gozes halacha. Maybe it's nothing to do with chavala. So Avnei Nezer says v'nira devade choseh miguf bal chay lav haynu gozes. If you're cutting off a limb from a living animal, cutting off part of her body, that's not gozes. The afnis alomer chosech or chayiv, the lo chashiv guf bal chay. And maybe you'll tell me that may be true if you're cutting off a functional limb, but if you're cutting off a hide, that's not considered a fundamental, necessary part of the body. Maybe that is subject to gozes. But he says, or hamila basar, or mila's not, even though it's called an orla. It's not like a hide, that's part of the body. And even though it's the case, he says, Achlefisha Tsuras Adam Yisraeli Shiya Mahol Voral Mila Mutarasu Mosarasu. So maybe he'll tell me that it doesn't really belong there. He's supposed to be Mal, so the Orla isn't part of the body that's supposed to stay attached. Of course, the Medrash is Alech Lefanai V'Yesamim. That makes a point. But that's in the mitzvah context. I mean, Sada Teva, the Orla is part of the body. It says, Akarach HaKrab Shem in the Chashav Lei Mekalkel. So Rav Shimon, who learns that Mekalka b'chabur chayev from Mila, who's assuming it's only chaval and not gozes, he must be assuming that it's not gozes because it is part of the body, even though, halachically speaking, you have to remove it. But the teva is part of the body, and anything that's part of the body naturally is not supposed to be removed, is not subject to gozes. But if you don't have the right for Rav Shimon, you pass like the round as Mekalka b'chabur is pater, so then maybe you could argue Mila is subject to gozes, because from the halachic lens, you don't need the orla, it's extra and you have to remove it. So again, the Rishash assumes that anything that's not gizlo, at least in one possibility or suggestion, that anything that's not gizlo, machlev, is not really subject to gozes. If that's the case, then it's pasha that Mila is not subject to gozes. And the Avnei Nezer just quotes this sheet of Gebetzas that indicates that maybe Mila is subject to gozes. And the Avnei Nezer is working with the assumption that anything that's a fundamental part of the body that belongs to the body, that isn't meant to be cut off, is not subject to gozes, and if you argue that Mila is subject to gozes, it's because it is halakhically meant to be cut off. That may be relevant to cutting off an umbilical cord on Shabbos, whether that's considered to be gozes or not. Mishabura writes in Simon Shin Lamed, Sefkatan Kazayin, that's the Aleda Simon. Mechaber tells you, when a baby's born, you're allowed to remove the umbilical cord. Cut it off. That's Kuf-Kuf-Kes. Misha says, Kuf-Kuf-Kes in the days. Kosher is a tibor. Rabbi Yossi Amar Af Kolspin. So you're allowed to cut it. You don't have to just tie it up. And that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. That's how the Rambam passes, like Rabbi Yossi, that Kolspin not only kosher, and you can cut off the umbilical cord on the Shabbat. It says in Mishabura, Sifkat and Kavzayin v'Kolspin. Ayin Magen Avram. That to start with, cutting off the umbilical cord is only aser midrabana. Sefer Kovetz, b'shem Sefer Shoshanim leDavid, yesh b'isur v'deraisa, rak hachamutter, presumably because there's some kind of pigoch nefesh, cholish yesh b'sakana consideration if you're not going to cut the umbilical cord. So Mishabura quotes as a machlokas whether cutting the umbilical cord is potentially a malacha deraisa in a vacuum, if not for the yoledis considerations. So that may relate to this issue of how we define gozes as part of goes each from the body. Here, it's definitely not something that's sofo to grow again, and it's presumably not a necessary part of the body. It's meant to be removed. So then, according to both the Avnei Nezer and the Rosh Hashanah, it would follow that we're not talking about a malacha d'oraisa.
Shoshana
Magadit
identifies the malacha as
guzis,
or he says, just
said,
you
asked
me to
raise
it.
Could it be chabura?
Could it
be chabura?
Yeah.
What's
a chabura? If it causes, meaning,
I didn't see it inside. So I just looked at Sefer Kovetz inside. He doesn't explain. He just says Choskin is a tabur, v'chiyashu iser Torah. The Tanya behead yourself parakam etznia the b'kli chayachadas. So is he referring to Netilas Sipranayim there, or is he referring to something else? So take a look and see if his reference is Sof HaMetznia. Netilas Sipranayim is 1.5 block before the end of Hametznia. So I don't know if he's referring to that or something else later. So take a look and let me know. Shmuel Shabbos Hilchasa points out Parakov Zayin Ha'arakov Pei that he doesn't understand how you could say that cutting the umbilical cord is a malacha d'oraisa based on Atosos in the end of Parak Mefanim. The Gemara, the very end of Mefanim, Kuf Kotes on the Beis, Gemara is a Memra with Nachman Amarabba Bravu Amarab Kala Omur Beparshas Tochacha Osim L'chayi B'Shabbos. So anything that's referenced in the Tochacha, not the Tochacha of Chumash, but the Tochacha of Yecheskel, where Yecheskel is Mochiach Klai Yisrael for not recognizing the Chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so anything in those Tzokim you could do for Chai and Shabbos. And what's the Pasuk? So it refers to the analogy of the birthing mother, the Maimla Rachatz, Melech Olam Lach. And the reference of Lo Karas, the Gemara says, is a reference to Chospin HaTabur B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says that anything referenced in that Tochach of Yecheskel, which is the analogy of the Yoledes, is Mutar and Shabbos for Yoledes. One of the things listed is cutting the umbilical cord. And Tosfos points out over there, Kol Amar Parshas Tochacha, Lam Mikrama, because that not the Pasuk is Malami that, Al Nistama, Kevin Shabbat, Parshas Tochacha, and Kain Sarhu. And they know, since these are all things that they're included because these are things that if you don't do it for the Yoledes, it's Tsar. The Kilo Chacham Lasos, Ubukul and Eim and Yisur Deraisa. So Tosfos says, we're all talking about the whole list, is only the Rabbanans, and then we're Mekel, B'Malkum Tsar for Yoledes. So Shmir Shabbos says, isn't it Pashif, that Tosfos, that cutting the umbilical cord is only Melchad Rabbanan, but Tosfos says, that whole list, it's only the Rabbanan where we make a welcome tsar for a Yoledes. Rabbi Falk just points out that maybe that's not a Rayim Lukrachas, because maybe that's Tosas Lishitasam, and Atila Sipranayim Samalacha Shayna Sikhla Gufa. So then cutting the umbilical cord is also Malacha Shayna Sikhla Gufa. But if you have a different definition of the Malacha Shem Sikul Gufa as per the Rivash and Arman that we discussed last time, and the Tila Sipra Naim is not, so maybe Chasichas Tabur is also not, and then maybe it could even be a Malacha Deraisa. Yeah, Kiva.
I'm just
going to
ask, they're just getting their own Hakka Hanas Tsar Hal, Hassan Shvos Tishvos.
So B'makom, if it's an Isidra Makon B'makom, an Isidra Banan B'makom Tsar, then we're matir generally at the Shinoi. And when it comes to Yoledes, there are higher or lower standards of allowances. So we'll so on a Dirabanan B'makom Tsar for Yoledes, we make it. But she's a Chola. Yoledes is a Chola Sheish Basakana. So there, Yoledes has chumras and kulas, but even though there, sometimes we require shina, we wouldn't otherwise require shina for regular chalashish b'sakana. But there are at least tsar for yoledes and a drabana b'meko.
And the umbilical cord is no longer connected to the mother at all. So why is it tsar for the yoledes? It's connected to the placenta, right?
Right. Is that tsar for the Vlad?
No, I just thought we said tsar for the Yolad, it's for the Chai.
Right, but so you're saying it's not tsar. The Tosafot just says Malkum Tsar. Yes, it must be tzar for the blood. Some of the Rishonim, the Rush holds that we're only matir being chosech if they're twins, and then they're connected to each other through it. But we pass like the Rambam that even for a single baby, so I guess you're right, that's not tzar of the blood, that's tzar of the blood. But it sounds like that's enough to be matir also. You want to say anything?
This is Tashka on the Rosh Hashanah and the Nezer, the Gemara about Yabelis, meaning that's Lechara skin, and that's Lechara not Choser, meaning it's not like sheep shearing. And Lechara, we say, if it's moist, there's a Daras in it.
So in between zone, though.
I'm sorry?
Skin is umi to...
Right, I mean, the Rosh Hashanah is on that sugya, so I think he's assuming what Yossi's saying, that, yeah, it's a wart, but it's a wart which is part of the skin that does regenerate.
As opposed to the orma, which is...
Right. Okay. The Gemara says, the Mishnah, Nazir Membezim and Aleph, Mishnah Nazir Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Nazir Chofeif Umefaspes Avalo Sorek. So Nazir, who is not allowed to cut his hair, is allowed to be Chofeif. Chofeif either means Chofeif as in Chafifa, as in Yerodei Kufsadites, for those who learned Hilchos Nida already. So Chafifa could be rubbing, Chafifa could be scraping. You take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Kufsaditas and Yerodea for some etymological suggestions as to where the term comes from. The Nazir is allowed to be Chofeif, let's say, rub his hair, Umefaspes, and he can separate his hair. I mean, if hair is tangled together, he can separate hair. Avalo Soreg, but he's not allowed to comb the hair. So he's allowed to rub, he's allowed to separate, he's not allowed to comb. Says the Gemara there, Membez Man Aleph and Nazir, Chofeif from the fast paced money. Who's the time of that Mishnah that allows being Chofeif from the fast paced? Reb Shimon, the Amr Darish Ein Meskavin is Mutter. So even though it's possible that a Nazir who's Chofeif may end up cutting off hair in the process, but that's the Darish Ein Meskavin. According to Reb Shimon, Darish Ein Meskavin is Mutter. Avalo Sorei, but then the Gemara says, if that's the case, if Darish Ein Meskavin is mutter, why can't you comb? Combing also, you run the risk that you may cut your hair, but it's not inevitable that you're going to cut your hair. So what's the difference between Chofeif Mefaspes versus Sorek? Where it says, that's us and the Rabbanan. That sounds like the Rabbanan that Darish Ein Meskavin is Aser. Reish Rabbanan, Reish Rabbanan, Reish Rabbanan, Esther Gemara. Amarabba, Kula Rabshimini, call a sorek lahasir niman mudildolos miskavin. Rabbi says, no, the Mishnah is Reb Shimon, Darishay miskavin is asr. So to be chofeif in the fast pace, to rub the hair, to separate the hair, there your intention is not to remove hair, that's the Darishay miskavin that according to Reb Shimon is mutter. But when you're sorek, what's the case? The case of sorek is where your intention is to remove hairs that are out of place, that are out of line. So then your kavanah is taka to remove hairs, and that's going to be asir for a nazir. So says the Gemara, Amen Beis Amen Aleph, to explain the difference between chofeif mefaspes and sorek. That the isra of sorek, according to Reb Shimon, that Darish Ein Meskavin is mutter, is sorek where you have in mind or you're interested in removing, your kavanah is to remove the stray hairs that don't belong, that are out of place. The Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Alpha Mebeis, quotes this Mishnah Nazir. And here Rashi writes, bottom of Pe'al from the base. Here Rashi actually writes, Kofith is machlik sa'aro, is separating the hair, which is what I said mefasbis was. And he says mefasbis is kar fear. What does that mean? I'm not sure. I don't know.
There's a put on the Bar-Ilan that says, "Umashmao lisrok lehafrid bein sharo."
You need to separate the hairs with a comb. Chofei Rashi saying you separate without a comb, and mefasbis separate with a comb.
Does machlik mean?
I think machlik is like to make it smooth. Right?
Smooth in the hair. Okay. Ah, okay, fine, good. So you say chofei is smoothing, and the fast base is separating. Okay, good. Of a loso rake, bemas rake, but you can't comb with a comb. Devadai mashir seya, because then you're definitely, it's inevitable that you're going to remove hair. Umadir shem ibib segreshi velo yamas. So, in a chanami, it was just a matter of darashay miskavein, that would be mutter. But if you're using a masreik, then it's inevitable, it's a segreshi, that you're going to remove hairs. And that's us or even Kurtzer Shimon. Avachof, if you're a fast base, pa'amim she'eno meshir, ukisha meshir, davar she'eno miskavein, mutter. But if you're chofim mefas base, it's not inevitable, it's not a segreshi, it's at worst, the darashay miskavein, davar she'eno miskavein for Shimon is mutter. Beis Yosef points out, Simon Shin Gimel Sifkav Zayin, this may even be a Psik Reisha Denichale. Because it's Nichale to have your hair in a presentable way. So if there are hairs that are out of line, you may be interested in removing those for the betterment of your appearance. So maybe it's even a Psik Reisha Denichale. The Magen Avraham is bothered, Shin Gimel Sif Katan Kaf Beis, that the way Rashi's Mefarish the Gemara seems to be against the Gemara Nozir, right? The Gemara Nozir that we just saw said, Chofif Mefas Beis, that's just the matter of Devashin Meskavich is Mutter of Shimon. Sorek, that's only in Okimta. Sorek is only Usur, where Lahasir Neiman Mudadalin Meskavich. But short of that, if that's not your Kavana, then it should be Mutter. There's no reference in the Gemara in Nazir to consideration of Segreshe. Rashi here is Mefarish the Gemara, the reason that you can't be Sarek, as Dafka B'masrek, where it's Segreshe. Malcolm Rambam just says, maybe Rashi's coming to be Mefarish more broadly, that even beyond the Okimta of the Gemara in Nazir, if it's a segregation, it's not going to be usher, even according to Reb Shimon. And the Gemara tells us in Nazir no Kimta that Kol HaSarik is talking about where you have kavana to remove hairs. That's going to be usher, Lekuli Amma, that's not the Reb Shimon's kavana anymore. And Rashi here is going to tell you, even if that wasn't the case, even if it's not your kavana, but if it's open segregation, then it's going to be usher for that reason. How does this appear in Shulchan Aruch? Shin Gimel Seif Kaf Zayin. Shin Gimel Kaf Zayin. Asur Lisrok Masreik B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to comb with a comb on Shabbos. Afilu Osam She'osim Miseyar Chazir She'efshe Shelo Ya'akris Aras. And even if you're going to use a kind of a brush that is not going to create a segregation situation, it's still usher. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So katan behei asur lisrok mishum tulisha sayar haguf dave talade de gozes. Now the starting point over here is that if you are removing, if you will be removing sayar, or you're in that kind of situation of the segreshe, which we'll get to. So then, the malach we're talking about is a talada of gozes. Says the Shaar HaTzion, there is sukkah in ayin beis. Talada de gozes rivash. That's rivash we referenced last time with Darshan and Miskaven. The ayin sham, the filu, let's talk about malach shem sukkulugufa. The feel of my daughter of Alma Lachashim Sikhlugufa Pater, Hakachayev, the Mishkana Yugozim Arastachashim, Afafishala Yutzikhim Lezamer, that Rivash holds that the Tila Sipranayim is a Malacha Hatzrikhlugufa, just like in the Mishkan he said there goes these Oros, even though they didn't need the Tzamer for the betterment of the Oros. And that's a malacha tzrich l'gufa. So Mishbura says here too, according to the Rivash, cutting hair is a malacha ha-tzricha l'gufa, even if you don't need the hair that you're cutting. On the Tosos Shan, Sviru l'detai v'chuksa, on the Mitzur l'kul yam v'yeshvah. In a Konami, according to Tosos, that Netila Sivanayim is a malacha shen tzrich l'gufa, then Netila Seir should also be a malacha shen tzrich l'gufa. So maybe that knocks it down to the Rabbanon, but it's still going to be usher, so it doesn't help you in practice. Just to note, Mishnah Berura in the beginning of Simen Reish Samech, Sifkat and Aleph, that's what to be careful about when you take a shower right before Shabbos. So there he's so saying that we're worried about a malacha d'oraisa in cutting hair on Shabbos. Okay. So the Mechaber had said that even if you're using a soft, a pig brush, a pig hair brush, still we're worried about a segreshe, sheyefshar Shaloya Akrisaras, that we're worried that segregation, that you're going to end up removing hair regardless. Says Mishmur Pevav, the Al Karchach Afim Ainam Khabin Flisha Sasay or Gamkin Asir, that would be segregation. Kasa Basavi Shuas Yaakov. Reisi anashim makilim lisrak roshim shabbos kemat nasa davar kahater islam v'oyle inayim shikach roos lavor b'sheit nefesh l'chal shabbos b'yadayim me'aroy l'chal chacham b'iru l'hasir al zeh ulai yishma v'yichu musar akad varav u'mashim ashivin shemukrach l'sakin sarosav k'day shalai yisgadim b'fnei chaderav halo yachal asas bofin ahetar. What's the oven hat there? If you use a brush that, well, I'll tell you in a second. Sifkat the pezayin, we call makom mudi lasakin madis sayar rosh b'kli aser miser chazir. The dafka lisrak aser bo demeshir sayar lasakin ma'at shari. But b'masik aser akpazat. V'nogu shiyak kli aser miser chazir miyuchal l'shabbos kedei shelo yeh mechzik uvdin l'chol. He says, if you use this pig hair brush, which is a softer brush, and you do it in soft movements in such a way that it's not a tzikreshe, and as he points out in the previous Sukkata, you're also not mechavein to remove hairs, which would be the problem that Gemara Nazi raises, then it would be mutter. So number one, he says, it should be the kind of a brush that it's not creating a tzikreshe to remove hairs, a softer brush, and you don't have kavana to remove hairs, and it's also miyucha b'shabbos, to avoid a potential uvdin dechol consideration. Okay. Then the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Tan Peches, Ramah says, Mutter Lacha Filafasis Beyad. So to rub your hair with your hand, separate your hair with your hand, would be Mutter. Because there's no segregation consideration. Rabbi Karp writes, this is goes in Parasif Yudalid, you're allowed to clean your nose, blow your nose, maybe pick your nose, the paneach, tzovas hachotim on Shabbos. You don't have to worry that you're going to remove hairs in doing so, as long as the hairs aren't situated in such a way that it's a segreshe that you're going to remove them. So you should blow your nose or clean your nose benachas. Close that from Uvel Yashiv. You don't have to be choshish, you know that it's a greshe, no more than a safek. Even if it's karv levade doesn't have a greshe make. It's a greshe de l'nichle, it's a drabanon. You only have to be machre, it's a vade, it's a greshe, not if it's a karv levade. Kavre brios, tsar, Ain Sarah Fahakmir Bukolza. Similarly, Siftasvav, he says you can rub your beard as long as it's not a psikreshe. He quotes that Dalpi Aso, there's some that say that you should never rub your beard, even during the week. But as far as Hilchos Shabbos, he says, again, in quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, you don't have to worry about this. After all, does it chal in the fast space? It doesn't only apply to hair on the head, it applies to beard also. And therefore, it's not as long as it's not a segreshe, it should be mutter. Okay. Let's move on to the malacha of Soveya. What time do we start? 25. Okay. Rashi, Parshas Truma, Perek Kavhei. Aros Elim Ma'adamim, says Rashi, Tzivuos Hayu Adom Lacharei Ibudan. That the Aros Elim, what does it mean Ma'adamim? That they were colored red after they were treated, after they were tanned. Says the Mizrahi there. Tzvuos hayu adom, what does Rashi mean? Lo adumim is klilas riyasa. It means that they were naturally red. But then it should have said, oros elim adumim. Why does it say, oros elim ma'adamim? Ala ma'adamim mibinyan piel hadogosh. That there were people that colored it and it received the color from the colorers. That's the term aros elim adamim, that it was colored red. So that would be a potential Mishkan application of Saved. Shabbos Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Opening Mishnah in Shmona Shratzim. Shmona Shratzim Hamurim B'Torah. The eight Shratzim that are listed in Sukkim. Kol et Achbar, Tzav, etc. Hatzadan v'chol ben chay. If one is Tzadam and Shabbos, one is Chobol and Shabbos, that's a Malacha Daraisa. So what's the problem of Chabala? Says Rashi, Achol ben Chayiv, the Yesh Lehen, or they have skin hide, the Mefarsh B'Gemara, V'havilei Chabura She'ena Chozeres, V'havilei Tolada D'Shochet. So Rashi's first lashon is that it's a Shochet problem. Creating a Chabura is Bechlal the Malacha of Shochet. Shochet isn't just killing an animal or killing a being, it's causing bleeding. Lishnachrina, Kevan de Yeshlan or Nitzba Haor Bidam Hanitzerbo Vichayim Mishem Saveya, that when you cause bleeding, the hide gets colored by the blood, and that's a violation of Tzoveya. That causing the hide to be colored red by causing bleeding is a malacha of Tzoveya. The Ramban doesn't like that. The Ramban is bothered if that's the case, then it shouldn't be a function of or that should apply to Shar, Shkasser, and Muslim also, because they also could be colored by the blood. And the Ramban then quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi perakal galda matzasi matzvi ahaisa b'mishkan shahayu misharvitin b'behema, they would hit the animals. The aros elin ma'adamim amr b'yosi hada amra ha'osa chabura v'nisrar hadam chai mishum tzaveya. They would hit the animals, and that would cause bleeding. And that's a violation of Soveya. What exactly is the Kavanah that Yerushalmi? Says the Chai Adam, Nishmas Adam, Klal Tes Os Gimel, Klal Tes Os Gimel. Nearly, that Yerushalmi tafas lo shita cheres. He quotes the Yerushalmi, Issa disharka apa disharka ma'azla. That if a woman colors her nose then chai mishimalabe. A woman colors her nose, chayim mishum alavim. B'tzarach Iyim says the chayada. Should have said chayim mishum tzaveya. What does that mean? You're chayim mishum alavim coloring your nose. L'chein yirli, disfirle the Yerushalmi, demashet sovin semer, the kol davar b'tzeva acher, Kol zehu b'chal melabin. That if you color wool or color anything with another color, that's really b'chal melabin. The ma'ishna melabin o shar tzeva. So the original, the Mishkan Malabein, is whitening the wool. But what's unique about whitening wool? If you make wool red, maybe that also should be Malabein. There's nothing special about white. So if you color something, Chayyim suggested that, where the Rishonim is coming from, coloring something or applying color is really B'chlal Malabein. It doesn't make a difference what the color is. So Isha Hatsavas Paneha, she's coloring her face, that's Malabin, even if whatever color it may be. Achiv the Tzaveya Udafka Kishaosit Tziyurim. Tzaveya is only if you're making pictures or making designs. Then came Argaman. So even though there is a lot of dyeing going on in the Mishkan, so the classic cases of dyeing in the Mishkan, the Chayyim suggested in the Sham, you're really b'chlam alabe, not b'chlam saveya. If they dyed the urias, that's malabe. And that's why the Yerushalmi has to come on to this strange tzir of Misharbitin Be'elim, where they were scratching or hitting the animals that caused bleeding. Rasalomar Sheyumakim Misharbitin Sheyanisar Adam Bechar Buvros, that caused the blood to come out. And that's what it means, Oros Elim Ma'adamim, that the Oros became red from that bleeding, not from dying, but from making them bleed. And that's why the Rishami has a funny tzir of Misharbitin. Yeah.
So why is how is that like creating like an image or a picture that would be, that wouldn't be malabit? I mean, you're still just making it fully red.
So no, it wasn't making it fully red, it was like red streaks. So if you color an entire surface or entire unit one color, that's malabit, according to the Shamu the Chayyim understands it. If you're making a streak, that's like the tzir, that's a design. That's not
did they design it? Like how the
it doesn't have to be designed in a intentional way that you're making a pretty picture. But if it's not uniform, then that would be tzaveya. So that's why the Yerushalmi that the Ramban quotes comes up with this funny, you would expected the tzir of tzaveya to be regular dyeing. Regular coloring. Coloring the Oros Elim red, coloring or dyeing the urias. So the Shami doesn't say that, suggests a Chayyadim, because that would be Malabin, that wouldn't be Saveya. Saveya is only if you're making a tzir where it's not a uniform application of a color on an entire surface. And that's how the Chayyadim understands the Shami. That's that funny tzir of Misharbitin. Our Chashulchan says something a little bit different, beginning of Simen Shin Kaf. Why does Yishami give that seer that they would hit the animal, cause it to bleed in such a way that the hide would have some be colored somewhat red? The Our Chashulchan is bothered by the same problem. There are much more obvious examples, many more obvious examples of Tzavei and the Mishkan, Tzvias Tcheles, and the like. So why does Yerushalmi highlight this Misharbitin behemos? He says maybe Yerushalmi is telling you a chiddush. And you might have thought that Tzaveya is only at least Aveda Deraisa is only where you're dying. In a significant way. Tzviya Gemura. If you're just causing a little bit of coloring, maybe that's not Bechlal Tzaveya. What's the difference between a tzoveya and kosev? The stipler raises this question in Simon Mem. He says, you might have said that kosev is applicable where what's critical is the information conveyed, as opposed to tzoveya, there what's critical is the aesthetic beauty. Says that's not true. As the Rambam tells us, Perek Yudalef Halacha Yudzayin, Roshem told us Kosefu. So if you etch Tsuros into a wall, that's Chayavishim Kosef. So even though there you're doing something for aesthetic reasons, not for informational reasons, that's still about Kosef. So rather, he suggests the following Chilek. And maybe the difference between Kosev and Soveya is that Soveya is affecting a change in the Davar HaNitzvah, that you're enhancing that which is the recipient of the Malacha. If you're Soveya a piece of material, you're enhancing that material. If you're dyeing a curtain, you're enhancing the appearance of that curtain. As opposed to Ksiva, where the paper that you're writing on is simply a hechatimsa to anchor the words. Meaning, in theory, if you could write Osios Porchos Ba'avir, you wouldn't need paper. You're not enhancing the paper by writing on the paper. The paper is just a means that allows you to write. And maybe that's the difference between Kosev and Soveya. Soveya is where your intention or the effect is enhancing the object that is Nisbah, as opposed to Kosev, where the object that you're writing on is simply incidental, it's not fundamental. And he says, maybe you see that in the Rambam Perek Yudalef Halacha Tes, HaKosev Avinasa Kalkel Esaor Chayev. If you're writing on a piece of hide in order to compromise the utility of that hide, to be Mekalkel, that's still a Malacha Deraisa. Because when it comes to Kosev, we're not focused on the object that you're Kosev on. If that was the focus, and if your intention is to encapsulate that object, it should be Pater. You're rather focused on that which you're writing, and the surface is simply incidental. And he says, if that's the case, then we better understand Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Perkal Gadol, Hatzar Tzura. If you form a shape, you draw a shape, Harishon chayim mishum kosev, hashen mishum tzaveh. So one person is tsar tzura, he's chayim mishum kosev, and someone else writes above it, traces that same tzura, and he's chayim mishum tzaveh. What does that mean? It suggests to Stipler that the first person who's being Tsar Tzura, that's because he's looking to create the image. He's writing something, he's presenting something where the interest is in the shape that he's drawing. The second person who adds color to it, that's to enhance the appearance of the object that is written on. So the first tsar tzura is for the purpose of the ksav tzura, and the second one who colors over it, that's for the enhancement of the object that is written on. Then he says, this hesber doesn't necessarily account for everything, because there's another Rambam, Kaf Gimel Halacha Yudalid, and that's based on a Gemara Sadi Dalim and Aleph, that Kocheles is Mishum Ksiva, that applying Rouge is Bechal Kosev. The Gemara in Dat Sadi Hay concludes that Kocheles is Mishum Soveya, but the Rambam apparently did a different Girsa, that Kocheles is Mishum Kosevas. So if that's the case, then the chilah between tzaveh and kosev that the disciple suggested doesn't work out so well for kochelos, because kochelos, you're applying rouge, you're not interested in the ksiva there, you're interested in enhancing the body. So that doesn't fit with his distinction. So he leaves that with a tzarech ian, Hashem yair einenu b'mor taraso hakadosha. And the Stipler struggles to figure out what the difference between Kosev and Saveya is. He has a suggestion that he thinks accounts for most of the Tzirim, pardon the pun, but not for all of them. Okay, maybe we'll stop here, and we'll talk a little bit more about this maybe next time. Rav Asher Weiss also has a piece in Minchas Asher on Saveya Kosev. Maybe we'll discuss that briefly next time. Then we'll talk about Davar Miskayim and Davar She'ena Miskayim, which is relevant to a number of halachas, but the first one where we encounter it is Saveya. That's probably the most halachal nice application of Saveya. And then after Tzaveya, we'll maybe say a few words about Menapes and Poseya, but then move on to Topher. So I'll send you more Marmokomos, Benether. Has anyone finished the Tzaveya Marmokomos? Okay.